Romans chapter 7. Or are you ignorant, brethren? For I speak to men who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man for as long as he is alive. For example, the woman who has a husband is bound by law to the husband while he is alive. But if the husband dies, she is freed from the bond of the law to the husband. Now if, while the husband is alive, she is intimate with another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if the husband dies, she is free from the law, so that she is not an adulteress, even though she becomes another man's wife. Therefore, my brethren, you also have died to the law, your previous husband, through the body of the anointed one, so that you could be legally married to another, even to the one who has risen from the dead, so that we would bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which are exposed through the law worked in our members to bring forth the fruit of death. But now we have been freed from the demands of the law, dying to that in which we were held, so that we can be serving in newness of the Spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter of the law. What can we say then? Does the law produce sin? In no way. However, I would not have known sin except through the law, for I would not have known impure desire was wrong unless the law had said, "You shall not lust." For based on the commandment, I see that sin has produced all sorts of lust in me, since without the law, sin seems inactive. And I was alive apart from the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And I found the commandment, which was for life, to be death. For sin, finding its opportunity through the commandment, deceived me and through it killed me. Therefore, the law is truly holy, and the commandment holy, just, and good. Did then that which is good become death to me? In no way, but sin, that it might be shown to be sin, produced death in me through that which is good, so that because of the commandment sin would be revealed as being exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, having been sold as a slave to sin. For that which I do, I don't approve of, and that which I don't want to do, I practice, for I even do things that I detest. But if I practice these things, and yet I don't agree with them, I consent that the law is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but the sinful nature of the soul life which lives in me. Now I know that in me, that is in my flesh, doesn't live a nature which is in any way good. For the willingness is present with me, but actually doing that which is good is not. And the good which I want to do, I don't do. But the evil which I don't want to do, I practice. But if I practice that which I don't want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but the sinful nature which lives in me. I discover then this principle, that when I want to do good, evil is present. For I delight in the law of God with my inner man, the new spiritual man. But I see a different principle working in my members, warring against God's law which is in my mind and bringing me into captivity under the principle of the sinful nature which is in my members. Oh, what a miserable man I am! Who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God that my deliverance is through Jesus, the Anointed One, our Lord. So then, on one hand, I serve the law of God in my mind, but on the other hand, the flesh is subject to the principle of sin. This is the end of Romans chapter 7.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.